9 p.m. on a Sunday night, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we've got Harmony Corruption, featuring CFRC alumnus Tyler Somerville.
All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was Bolt Thrower with To the Last off of Mercenary, and Dark Angel with Darkness Descends, and Death is Certain, Life is Not, of course, off of Darkness Descends, their second album back from, I want to say, 1986. So, this week got quite a bit of pretty heavy stuff, actually. I got some Tomb Mold up next with Infinite Resurrection and Accelerative Phenomenae. After that, Dying Fetus with Epidemic of Hate and Demigod with Dead Soul off of Slumber of Sullen Eyes. So, going around the world a little bit, keeping it here in Canada, got some stuff from the U.S., Demigod from Finland, and then after that, Brodequin with Teresiana, I believe is how you say it, off of their most recent album, Harbinger of Woe. So, anyway, like I said, lots of heavy stuff this week. I had that Dark Angel album stuck in my head all weekend long. I listened to it probably a dozen times. Which is pretty easy to do when it's only like a 35-minute album. I find Darkness Descends is like slightly more elaborate take on something like Rain and Blood. I know they're the same year, but Rain and Blood feels slightly more concise. Dark Angel felt like they slightly expanded on that sound, but not a ton, but a little bit. The songs keep up the aggression for sure, though. That 1986 was quite the intense year for thrash, with, you know, stuff like Pleasure to Kill, and I believe Obsessed by Cruelty came out in 1986 as well. I know the first Assassin album as well, but anyway, not playing any Assassin today. Unfortunately, I don't have any of their albums on CD or vinyl. Anyway, here is Tomb Mold, Dying Fetus, Demigod, and Brodequin, all on Harmony Corruption.
Suffocation.
right, welcome back. That was Brodequin with Teresiana, Demigod with Dead Soul, Dying Fetus with Epidemic of Hate, and Tomb Mold with Accelerative Phenomenae and Infinite Resurrection. Up next, got some Swedish death metal with Grave off their first album, Into the Grave. Got Extremely Rotten Flesh here, and then a bunch of songs all by Paleolithic Brain Surgery. Got Dungeons of Cassandra, Catastrophic Blade Failure, Tortured on the Rack, and Mangled, Tangled, in Barbed Wire. After that, Merciless with Realm of the Dark, and Napalm Death with I Abstain. I know that's a lot of songs, but most of the Paleolithic Brain Surgery songs are under a minute, so it'll go by quicker than you think. Anyway, here is Grave on Harmony Corruption.
terrible thing for our species to do, deny our program, stop reproducing, walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal.
I have faith on this mercy and the sea.
Welcome back to Harmony Corruption. Funnily enough, that's where the name Harmony Corruption comes from. Napalm Death with I Abstain off of Utopia Banished. Before that, Merciless with Realm of the Dark off of The Awakening. Before that, Paleolithic Brain Surgery with four songs, Dungeons of Cassandra, Catastrophic Blade Failure, Tortured on the Rack, and Mangled, Tangled in Barbed Wire. Before that, Grave with Extremely Rotten Flesh. Not particularly pleasant. I mean, the music is. The idea of the song, oof, not particularly appealing to think about. Anyway, up next, song by Overkill off of taking over their second studio album. Probably my second favorite Overkill album. Feel the Fire has always been my favorite. It's the first one I listened to, so I think that probably did it. But Feel the Fire is incredible. Taking Over, also incredible. Under the Influence, I've always thought was a bit of a step down, but still had some pretty good songs on it. And then Years of Decay, Horoscope are all great. I Hear Black, I actually really enjoy as well. And then Necroshine, I think, is pretty cool. It's not my favorite, but I like some stuff off of it. And Ironbound, of course, and Grinding Wheel and White Devil Armory, all those albums are quite good. But honestly, a lot of their 90s and 2000s material, WFO, for example, and I think maybe The Killing Kind, if I'm remembering correctly, there's some really solid